Hey, welcome to episode 75 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, and this week I am daring to publish an old short story I wrote in 2004. So I also have a book out, or coming out, called Dare. And that's kind of what this is about. Daring to do something you didn't used to dare to do. And I even have the cover with lots of D words on it, coincidentally. But this week, I'm going to give you a chapter, which is super short, from a super short short story called Secret Bus to Paradise. So I'm going to give you the super short chapter called, I'm going to give you one called Not Tahiti or Thailand. This is chapter 5 from Secret Bus to Paradise. This week, I am daring to do what I didn't dare do before, and that is publish work that I previously hadn't necessarily shared with the world. What do you dare to do? Actually, if dare resonates with you, if it's just the idea of daring or daring to do something that you didn't used to dare to do, if that speaks to you, let me know, because I'd love to get more sort of case studies, this quick chat, a little case study about what daring means for you. What does it mean to get over it, to overcome it and get beyond it and look back and think, what? I was scared of that. So here's a chapter from a book I really enjoyed called Secret Bus to Paradise. See you next week. Chapter 5, Not Tahiti or Thailand. It was important to me because I needed my fix of travel, my escape from the fast-paced world of the everyday. It's not Tahiti, or Thailand, or even Hawaii. It's Interstate 5. It's not far away, unique, or in the slightest bit exotic. That's just it. The secret is that it doesn't need to be. I wear an uncontrollably dopey smile for my small victories over the ordinary. I didn't tell my friends that I took the bus from San Francisco to L.A. They wouldn't understand. They're in it for the destination and not the voyage. I can't tell them that there were flights, that I actually chose to take the bus, that this is the way I am.